In the hushed silence of an operating room, a desperate call for more blood shattered the tension. 2 7-month-old twins joined at the back of their heads had already received 50 units of blood, yet they were still bleeding profusely. Every drop of type AB negative at Johns Hopkins Hospital had been depleted. In an unprecedented move, the 70-member surgical team began offering their own blood to save these children. After 22 grueling hours, Patrick and Benjamin Binder were successfully separated, a medical miracle orchestrated by a man who had once been a struggling black child from Detroit's inner city. This groundbreaking operation catapulted Dr. Ben Carson into international fame, but few knew the remarkable journey that brought him there. His story isn't just about medical innovation. It's about the transformative power of faith, determination, and a mother's unwavering belief in her son's potential. And your daddy isn't going to live with us anymore. These devastating words shattered 8-year-old Ben Carson's world. Despite having only a third-grade education, Ben's mother, Sonia, possessed remarkable wisdom. Working multiple cleaning jobs, she returned home exhausted, yet always inquired about their schoolwork. When Ben proudly showed her his improved D in math, she responded, "You can make the top math grade in the class." Her intervention was decisive. Television was limited to 3 weekly programs, and both sons had to read 2 books weekly and write reports. "If you can read, you can learn anything," became her mantra. Initially resistant, Ben soon discovered a passion for books about animals and science, expanding his vocabulary and improving his math skills. "You weren't born to be a failure, Benny. You can do it." These words would echo throughout his life, sustaining him through his most challenging moments. 5th grade Ben discovered he was the worst student in his class at predominantly white Higgins Elementary. Classmates called him dummy and publicly humiliated him after scoring 0 on a math quiz. As laughter erupted around him, Ben refused to cry despite wanting to disappear. 2 pivotal changes altered his trajectory. New glasses corrected his near-legal blindness, allowing him to see the chalkboard, and his mother's reading mandate transformed his capabilities. During a spelling bee, he realized he could spell agriculture, the winning word, thanks to his reading habit. Suddenly he thought, "I can learn to spell better than Bobby Farmer, the smartest boy in class." By 7th grade, Ben had reached the top of his class. Former mockers now sought his help with schoolwork. His success challenged stereotypes about black students' abilities, something his mother had prepared him for by never expressing racial prejudice herself. "You're not going to be defined by what others think of you," she would say. "You're going to be defined by what you think of yourself." Despite his academic transformation, Ben struggled with an uncontrollable temper. At 14, during an argument over a radio station, he attempted to stab his friend Bob. Only Bob's ROTC belt buckle, which broke the knife blade, prevented tragedy. Horrified, Ben locked himself in the bathroom. For hours, he confronted his demons. "Unless I get rid of this temper, I'm not going to make it," he realized. Turning to prayer and reading Proverbs, especially 16:32 about controlling one's spirit, brought him peace. When he emerged, Ben was transformed. He vowed to read the Bible daily and work on self-control. For over 20 years after, he never experienced another significant temper flare-up. He realized that letting others anger him gave them control, a profound insight for a teenager. This spiritual awakening coincided with his academic confidence. In high school, Ben joined ROTC, where his leadership abilities flourished. After successfully leading the 5th hour class, he was promoted to 2nd lieutenant and eventually became one of only 3 ROTC colonels in Detroit. At Yale, Ben faced an ironic dilemma. Despite offers from top colleges nationwide, he had only $10, enough for just 1 application fee. He arrived confident from high school success, but quickly discovered all Yale students were brilliant, many with higher SAT scores. By semester's end, Ben was failing chemistry and risked losing his pre-med spot. Walking campus in despair, he questioned his belonging among intelligent, affluent students. Childhood taunts resurfaced, but so did his mother's encouragement. "Benny, you can do it." This crisis forced Ben to develop new study strategies, thoroughly learning textbooks and lecture notes rather than cramming. His grades improved dramatically, teaching him that when conventional approaches fail, create your own path to success. At Yale, Ben also met Lacina Candy Rustin, pretty, bubbly, and outgoing, qualities that complemented his quiet, introspective nature. They married in July 1975, between his second and third years of medical school, beginning a partnership that would support his extraordinary career. During his neurosurgery rotation at Michigan, Ben developed a simple technique using two metal rings on the skull to locate the foramen oval. By aligning these rings with X-ray, the target would fall precisely between them, impressing his professors with his innovation. At Johns Hopkins, Ben pioneered revolutionary procedures, including hemispherectomies for severe epilepsy. When 4-year-old Miranda Francisco arrived suffering up to 100 seizures daily from Racimon's encephalitis, Ben performed this risky procedure despite his inexperience. The surgery extended to 10 hours, requiring 9 pints of blood replacement. When the Franciscos greeted their daughter afterward, Miranda opened her eyes and said, "I love you, Mommy and Daddy," stunning everyone since they'd removed her left brain hemisphere that controls speech. Even more remarkably, she moved her right limbs, which should have been paralyzed. Miranda's recovery demonstrated brain plasticity, where functions from damaged areas transfer to healthy regions. This principle enabled Ben to successfully perform hemispherectomies on numerous patients, with about 95% becoming seizure-free. While Ben Carson's medical achievements are extraordinary, his greatest legacy may be his life philosophy and dedication to inspiring disadvantaged youth. He created an acrostic called Think Big that he shares with young people. T stands for talent and time, H represents hope and honesty, I is for insight from others' experiences, N means being nice to all people, K signifies knowledge as the key to success, B emphasizes books and reading, I stands for in-depth learning, and G reminds us to never get too big for God. His commitment has inspired many, including Baltimore students, who formed a Ben Carson Club where members limit TV watching and commit to reading. He represents a role model recognized for academic and scientific achievements rather than sports or entertainment. What separates extraordinary achievers from others? Carson's journey suggests it isn't innate genius or privilege, but determination, faith, and courage to forge new paths. His story shows that our perceived limitations are often self-imposed. With the right mindset, obstacles become stepping stones to greatness. Perhaps our most powerful gift is believing we're capable of more than we imagine and proving it through persistent effort.